Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us this week. Of course, Don's not here. Where is Don, anyway? I don't know.
He's, like, driving across the country.
Oh, that's right. He's on an adventure.
A big one.
He's on a driveabout, as they say in Australia.
A driveabout?
Well, it's like a walkabout, only different. But hey, we got a lot of stuff going on, even without Don. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened on the slopes this last week. We're going to talk a little bit about the wolves. And do you really need to spend twice as much on a scope as you do your rifle? Those questions that you want to ask and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, it's good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you.
Absolutely. It's.
Did you just get a haircut?
Just one.
It looks nice.
I usually wear a hat.
I know. I never see the dome.
Yeah. You know, we're actually, well, I don't have, I have hair on the dome, but that's nice to have hair on the dome. It's kind of funny because some things that we're working on for the future is we want to have video. So an actual quote unquote podcast, I guess is what they call that.
So you guys can actually see us.
Yeah. We're
real people.
And we have to
real
dress up.
People.
I know. We're not just AI.
Thankfully, we look decent. It's not going to be a jump scare for anybody, I don't think.
I always say I have a face for radio. Now I'm going to have to change my
tune.
Hey,
and we do have our pictures online. So
yeah, we do. There is that at thevalleyoutdoors.com.
You know, I'm always told that people, I do not look how they imagined me is usually the case. They think I'm older and a brunette.
What?
I don't know. Whenever I meet somebody on the street, they're I thought you were older and maybe a brunette. And I'm like, no. Hate to burst your bubble there.
I don't really know what anybody would say from my standpoint. I mean, it really is odd, though, I have to say. It really is odd when you do radio, you don't have that feedback that you would, I mean, when I do seminars, so, you know, I'll have 300 to 500 people doing a seminar on fishing and you have the feedback and you're presenting and here it's not anything about moving about the room and talking to people and creating engagement through that methodology. So it's a whole different world and you don't know how many people are listening, how many people are, what's the reaction, because we can't see anybody. But you're probably sitting in your car right now, driving somewhere, and I'm going to anticipate that you probably won't laugh much
probably
in this
not.
First part. But we will make you laugh eventually.
You think so?
No, not really.
Well, what are we talking about?
Not really.
I'm jumping into Don Cleaver here. What are we talking about today?
Hey.
Michaela wins 100.
Hey,
what's happening?
Easy.
What's happening?
You don't need to be Don. Stop it.
Sometimes we do.
Stop it. No, big things on the hill as far as a long-awaited accomplishment for Michaela. And obviously coming off of a major injury, puncture wound, had to actually was healing, had to go back and have surgery to seal up that. It was a body cavity. I mean, it punched a hole in her body cavity. And so they
what happened to her again?
They don't know, but a bunch of us were race coaches and groups that we got together and we were looking at some of the video, and it looks like she actually hit a drill that was in the ground, but she hit it as she went by. And we think the end of the drill, not the drill bit side, but the other end of it is very possibly what punctured, because at the velocity she was going, it was pretty intense. So pretty crazy deal. But to get that 100th win was pretty, well, the story, I'll let the story tell itself. She had been the all-time leader in World Cup wins and is at the top level, obviously, of men's and women's for 2 years. And at 29, she now has 3 wins of the season, despite missing 2 months of competition after the injury and suffered a crash in November. Returned last month, though she struggled with the mental and physical toll of the injury. See, that's the big thing. When you have such a traumatic injury, it plays with your mind, because skiing, believe it or not, ski racing is a mind game. You have to envision the race course. You have to envision yourself making it. You have to make sure that you're focused on each turn and ahead, not behind. And a lot of times what ends up happening with that mind game, it takes you out of that mindset and pushes you into a different world where you're not competitive. And she quickly came back to form after she had overcome the mental part of it. And won in her slalom. She's won 3 of the 4 slalom events she's competed in the season. The only time she didn't win was in the first race back from injury. So she won her first World Cup race at 17 years old, which is pretty crazy. She's topped just about everybody else, obviously, in the world, because she has 100. No one else has done that. The funny part, when you correlate that 100th win, that's 155 podium finishes. And that's tied with Ingemar Stenmark, which is the most winning skier in the world for many years ago. Now, this is the funny part. We correlate this to other sports. She has more wins in 278 races, topping an entire field of the world's best skiers each time. More than 11 teams across the Big Four North American leagues, the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB, have had in their last 278 regular season games. Is that crazy or what?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty solid. And that goes back to 2007, and that was the Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars. They fell short of 100 wins in that span during December 2021. 8 NBA and NHL teams had won fewer than...
And it's not even a team effort. She does it herself, so...
That's exactly right.
That's cool.
It's a challenge, and I'll tell you what, that's a sport that we certainly hope she continues on, and she's going to be fun to watch the Olympics, that's for sure. It's going to be a very, very cool next year.
I was going to say, when are they coming up?
You got a year to go. It's
another
only a short
period
of time.
All right.
Season's just about done. We'll tell you what, hang tight. We will be coming right back.